You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're here. We're at the we're with Arden Carson and Anna Squires Levine. Anna is the general manager of co-working at Industrious, and this is the CBRE Edge with Arden Carson. Arden's the senior managing director for South Florida at CBRE, and I've been listening, ladies. I have a question, Anna, if you don't mind. You describe yourself as a premium service. Can you kind of describe how you niche in the different scope of the different services? You got WeWork, you got you, there's a couple of others. Where do you fit in?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think our premium product shines through in every dimension, from the quality of the actual materials we use in our design. You know, you'll walk in and see marble tables and real leather couches, to the nature of what's included in your membership at Industrious, which is not only your office, but also things like full breakfast every single day, coffee, tea, sparkling beverages and snacks all day and then every afternoon, all-inclusive IT and printing services, black and white and color, the ability to host events in our space for free, as well as the ability to attend events that we plan. And when you sign up at Industrious, you have access to all of the other ones across the country included in your membership. So we really try to make it as easy as possible so you can be productive. And we also, you know, size our location so that you can get real personal attention from your team. You can, of course, from our team. Sorry, you can be as anonymous as you'd like, but our team is really there to make sure you feel taken care of in a very personal way. And that means that they'll know you, they'll know your family, they'll know your birthday, they'll make sure to get you a bottle of champagne if something amazing happens, and they'll commiserate with you on a bad day, too.
When are you coming to Miami? This is tremendous. Arden, back to you.
Well, we'll have an announcement very soon, so we're just really excited because we think this is just a great opportunity for all of us, and to have another player that really does things a little bit differently in this area, we're just so enthusiastic.
Go ahead, Arden, please.
So let me ask you, how do you view the future of co-working? And, you know, Jim was sort of driving at the competition in the industry. Where do you think everything shakes out?
You know, one thing that's really fascinating about this industry relative to others is just the degree of demand that we're seeing right now. I think when Jamie and Justin started Industrious, it was a real experiment based on a need they had. They wanted professional space they're proud of, where they could bring investors and clients. And it was really an experiment. And at this point, it was very, very clear that, you know, the vast majority of companies and institutions looking at real estate consider some kind of flexible option where they never did a few years ago. So for us, we actually think the future is that almost every commercial building, a commercial asset, will have components of the building that are more flexible than they are today, so that almost every person signing a lease or, you know, getting space has some component of that lease that's flexible. And so that companies who have certainty over some parts of their team can sign longer leases, and less certainty over other parts don't take on that risk. And, you know, as it relates to competition, I think we're very proud of what we do. We really think that quality is the hallmark of what we have to offer and what's going to be meaningful to our customers now and in the future. But also at this point, there's just so much demand that we're excited to be one of the top players, and, you know, think that ultimately there are going to be one or two winners in this field.
Wow, that's really fascinating. So what is your understanding that about the impact of value on an office building or a property that actually has an Industrious as one of the tenants? Positive, negative, neutral? What are you seeing?
You know, we're actually working closely with a few of our landlord partners right now to really quantify this, because we believe that the impact is hugely positive, not only from having a floor or two or three or four be occupied by Industrious and our customers, but also, you know, there are buildings where we also run the amenity spaces, the conference room floors, sometimes even the lobby or outdoor spaces, and bring the kind of service and amenities that we take a lot of pride in to every tenant in the building, even if they're not Industrious members per se. We think that also adds a tremendous amount of value to the building, both in attracting new tenants, you know, on the landlord and property manager's behalf, but also retaining the ones that you have. So needless to say, we think it's hugely positive, and we're really looking forward to getting our arms around the numbers on that.
You know, I'm Arden, quick question. You know, I'm, my experience is capital markets. Is industry is public or private, right? You're privately held and you have venture capital investors?
That's right. We're private. We have a number of different kinds of investors, ranging from venture capital and really growth equity all the way over to really tremendous strategic investors and landlord partners who've chosen to put their money on us.
I got to believe you'd be an amazing value add strategy for somebody that's buying an office building. You should be on every person's speed dial. Back to you, Arden.
Sure.
Arden, I'm curious, what are you seeing in that respect? And what do you hear from landlords?
Well, actually, CBRE is in the process of completing a study on cap rates. Obviously, this trend is fairly new, so we're studying it. But so far, so good. I think that we're seeing that cap rates actually are property sales and the associated cap rates are actually very positive. So owners are actually getting better value having co-working tenants in their properties. So it's all around. It's been really, really widely received, positively received.
Yeah, I got go ahead, Arden, because we've only got about 5 minutes left, and I want to make sure you get all your stuff in.
So, Anna, your fabulous career. I mean, so interesting. We'd love to, you know, learn a little bit more about that, and you know, impart some of your experience and wisdom on some of our listeners. We're always thinking about trying to mentor people. So talk to us. Who have you had any key mentors in your career? And, you know, what have they done to help you grow in such a diversified fashion?
It's a great question. I was thinking about this, you know, when you asked me the other day. I think there's so many people over the last 15, 20 years who've influenced where I am today. I actually don't think that I'm at a place where there's, you know, like one person who stands out as a mentor, which I know is contrary to how most people might answer the question. But there are, you know, for example, I think about my first grade teacher all the time, someone who, in retrospect, displayed an unbelievable amount of kindness and created a really safe environment to learn and experiment, but also had really high expectations and, you know, created a classroom where I think certainly I and I hope my fellow students were really motivated to learn and be our best selves. So, although I have not spoken to her in many years, this is kind of a good reminder to reach out. I do think a lot about the balance between, or is there a balance, you know, between creating a really warm, welcoming, safe environment, but also one with very high expectations where we can all be at our best and excel. And I'm sure, you know, past and future mentors will have a lot to say on that and teach me as well.
So what career advice would you give to women looking to be in leadership positions?
Oh, man. I think there are a lot of kind of useful but also pithy and kind of short nuggets of advice on this front. I'm not sure I have anything that's kind of neatly tied up in a bow. My own experience, I would say, number one, I've never really known what's next. I don't have a 20-year plan. And as evidenced by my career, I've made a lot of changes that to many people seem out of left field, and yet to me have all added to a set of experiences that are really meaningful, where I've been able to contribute to the world and also learn a ton. So I think my first piece of advice would be, it's okay if you don't know exactly what you want to do or where you want to go. I don't think most people do. And I think it gets really intimidating when you think you need to. I think the second thing that's been really helpful to me over the years is just talking about what's easy and hard, about what you're really good at, about what you're not, about what you're learning, celebrating the days that are good and commiserating with your friends and allies on the days that aren't. I think we all need each other, not only women, but women and men and others together. So, you know, don't feel like you're in it alone, and seek out others with whom you can share your experiences. I think the last thing is, there's this phrase, you know, ask forgiveness, not permission, which just means go for it. Kind of don't be held back. And honestly, I think that's actually easier said than done. But in the moments where we can each convince ourselves of that, it certainly has proven useful to me. And it's not the kind of easy thing to implement in every decision of every day. But I would say, you know, pick a few things and just go for it, because the downside risk is actually pretty small in the scheme of things.
Wow. Well, that's great advice. So I'm going to end with a few quick questions. Are you a morning person or a night owl?
A little night owl.
Okay. Cat or dog person?
Definitely dog.
So am I. Your favorite vacation spot?
Oh, so many. My great-grandparents bought a really rundown house on the coast of Connecticut 80 years ago. So I'd say New London, Connecticut.
All right. West Coast or East Coast?
East Coast, because I'm from here.
Okay. Coffee or tea?
Kind of neither. I'm a rare hot chocolate drinker.
Oh, I like that. Okay, favorite restaurant. I want a New York suggestion.
Oh, you know, okay. So actually my favorite restaurant is this tiny pizza place in Hudson, New York called Baba Louie's Pizza. They have sourdough crust. It's unlike anything I've ever eaten before.
That sounds great.
But in New York, there's a place, a neighborhood restaurant around the corner from me called James. And Artie, when you come next week, I'll give you the address, but I think you'd love it.
Okay, well, that's great. Okay, well, this was certainly a lot of fun. My first opportunity to interview a spectacular woman on Jim's show, and I'm just so excited. You've been terrific, a great partner, and I'm going to turn it over to you, Jim. Any questions?
This was tremendous. I'd love to have her back again just to ask her about her experiences in America. I love the thing Born Free. I think it's just tremendous. And you're absolutely so great because you did take the leap. I just was happening to watch Aerial Africa watching South Africa last night. I could see why you wanted to be there. It's just so beautiful. So beautiful. So, Arden, thank you. This is it. You got something tough to beat next time if you're going to try to get somebody more interesting than this, Arden.
Okay, well, you know, we aim to please, Jim, and, you know, thank you for your partnership.
This is great. We love it. We love it, and I want to thank the Busy Bees over there. That's right. That's your insignia, isn't it, a Busy Bee?
Yeah, it is a bee. Thank you both very much for having me.
Oh, this is great. Okay. Please come to Miami so I have a place to open up my office.
Yeah, we will, with our big announcement. We hope to see Anna here.
I will certainly let you know.
I can't wait. We'll do a remote, Arden. It'll be awesome.
Okay, we're in.
All right. Thank you, Jim. Thank you, Anna. Oh, thank you. Thank you. And this was the CBRE Edge with, that's right, Arden Carson. She's the person that heads up their practice here in Miami and South Florida. They're the world's largest real estate company, and we are so proud to have them as sponsors on Freedom Business. Thank you to Arden. And Arden, I got to say thank you to Brenda for helping us put all this together.
And Cecile. Don't forget Cecile.
Oh, Cecile. Well, of course.
Thank you.
You guys are tremendous. Wanda, take it away.
Something's going on that's not quite clear. Somebody turn.